Coinbase won Amex, the 4% Bitcoin reward meta, and the shift to crypto credit. The crypto spending model has officially shifted. For years, the industry was dominated by prepaid debit cards that required users to sell their assets before swiping. The launch of the Coinbase One card on the American Express network signals the end of the top-up era and the beginning of the high-yield crypto credit model. By moving to a credit-first model, Coinbase is solving the primary friction point of crypto payments: forced liquidation of appreciating assets. With the 4% Bitcoin reward tier, the math for long-term stackers has changed significantly, turning daily expenses into a strategic accumulation tool. Coinbase rolls out premium Amex credit card for whale tier. Coinbase has rolled out its premium credit product, the Coinbase One Card, Amex, to its whale tier members. This is not another plastic debit card. It is a physical metal credit card on the American Express network, specifically targeting high net worth users within the Coinbase One ecosystem. The card replaces the friction of the legacy Coinbase card with a true credit line backed by a user's cryptocurrency collateral. Instead of selling BTC to pay for a coffee, users spend on credit and settle their balances monthly, allowing their underlying assets to remain invested. The most significant update is the reward structure. While the base tier offers 2% back in Bitcoin, users with over $200,000 in assets on Coinbase, AOC, are now eligible for a 4% BTC reward rate on all purchases. This directly challenges premium traditional cards like the Amex Gold or Chase Sapphire Reserve, but with a payout that has the potential to appreciate over time. Why 4% BTC rewards on Amex rails changes the game. The debit era of crypto cards was plagued by three main issues: taxable events on every swipe, high slippage during instant conversions, and the opportunity cost of selling crypto right before a pump. By shifting to an Amex-backed credit model, Coinbase addresses all three. Tax efficiency. Spending on credit does not trigger a capital gains event. Only the eventual liquidation of crypto to pay off the credit statement is taxable, allowing for much more strategic tax planning. Network protections. The move to American Express brings traditional protections previously absent in crypto, including purchase protection and extended warranties, features that high-spend users demand. The 4% benchmark. In a world where 1-2% is standard for traditional cashback, 4% in an appreciating asset like Bitcoin is a significant draw for the 200K-plus portfolio segment. With legislative momentum from the Clarity Act and MiCA 2.0, institutional confidence in regulated issuers like Coinbase is at an all-time high. Users are no longer just looking for a way to spend crypto. They want a way to integrate crypto into a sophisticated wealth management strategy. The 200K barrier and the spread trap. The transition to credit has not been entirely smooth. The legacy debit card was egalitarian. Anyone with $10 of USDC could use it. The new Amex credit model creates a walled garden. To access top-tier rewards, you need two things: a $49.99-year Coinbase One membership and a $200,000 asset balance. For the average user, the spread trap still exists. While the card offers 0% FX fees, the conversion rates used when settling the credit balance with crypto are still subject to Coinbase's internal retail spreads. This means that while you earn 4% in rewards, you might lose 0.50% to 1% during the liquidation process if you are not careful about how you pay your bill. The break-even math for high net worth holders. If you are a high net worth individual holding significant assets on exchange, the Coinbase One Amex is currently the most efficient accumulation engine on the market. The math of the 4% tier. The annual fee is $49.99, membership linked, and you only need to spend $1,250 per year to cover the membership cost via rewards. A user spending $50,000 annually on this card would earn $2,000 worth of Bitcoin. If BTC doubles, that cashback effectively becomes an 8% ROI on annual spend. However, for users below the 200K AOC threshold, the 2% base rate is less impressive. At 2%, the break-even spend jumps to $2,500 a year. If you are not an active trader who benefits from other Coinbase One perks, like zero-fee trading, you might find better value in a self-custodial card like Gnosis Pay or a high-yield stablecoin card. Custodial rewards versus self-custody. Sovereignty, the 2026 split, the Coinbase won. Amex represents the custodial peak of the crypto card evolution. It stands in contrast to the self-custodial movement led by Gnosis Pay and other non-custodial issuers. Custodial, Coinbase. High rewards, traditional Amex protections, regulated security, but requires assets on Coinbase and identity verification. Self-custodial, Gnosis or Tria. Full control of keys, no exchange risk, but lower traditional perks and often higher gas-related costs for L1 settlements. The industry is splitting into two lanes: convenience, rewards, custodial, versus sovereignty, non-custodial. Coinbase is betting that the whale segment values 4% BTC and Amex protections more than holding their own private keys for their spending wallet.